Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. We are loved by God. God is in love with his creation, his people, his children. And he wants to wash all of our nasty sins away. He hates sin. He cares about us. He loves us dearly. And when he sees us, he sees Jesus. When we believe on Jesus, he can see anybody that will believe on Jesus, that Jesus' blood washed away their sins. They want what's right. The spirit of pride will not. Anybody that's full of pride, they will not believe on Jesus. And they won't stay in the kingdom of God either, even if they once do. See, people are not 100% committed to what they're doing. Sinners are not 100% committed to being sinners. And Christians are not always 100% committed to God. But Jesus Christ is the definer. He's the plumb line. He's the one who divides. See, God is still in the light dividing business. He divides light from darkness. He saw that the light was good and divided the light from the darkness. God divided the light from the darkness. The Word of God divides what's true from what's false. The light from the darkness. He puts a division. And even when people get saved, we get saved, we come to the Lord, we have our own original mindsets that we got from the world. See, our mind is made up of what God created us to be. We know in part, but we receive the wisdom we received in life and the foolishness we receive in life. But just like when we chose Jesus as our Savior, we heard his word, we believed him, we took him at his word. He accounts us righteous right then, right there. And he starts working the kingdom of God into us. We start operating in the kingdom of God. He starts showing us how it works. And the more of a student we are, the more we learn. It's not, you know, the more kind we are, the more we receive what he's saying, the more we learn. And the more we can do. And the better we can operate. The more committed we are, the more we will learn, the more we will receive. You don't have to be smart, you have to be committed in your heart. And with that, some people are much smarter than others, but they don't get as far in life because they're not willing to do what they should do. They know to do things and won't do it. So they don't succeed. They don't excel. The people that excel are not always the smartest people and the most gifted people. It's just people that desire what's right, and they're willing to do their part. Now, that's why the race is not given to the fastest runner. It's given to those who endure. They do what they're supposed to do. They don't just quit, give up, give in to foolish emotions. But the ways of the world are out there. It's an influence. It has its own advisory, its own persuasion, its own rudiment, the way it's measured. It's a system that won't work, and it won't work for no man. But we get rid of it by believing on Jesus Christ and letting him, receiving his word. See, the word of God helps divide out the things of darkness, and it'll make sense so that we can choose to drive it out of our lives. Just like Israel was supposed to drive out the Philistines, we're supposed to drive out faults, drive out things that don't work, things of old, things of the world. Drive it on out and receive the word of God and replace it. See, God loves us, and he has so much to say, wonderful things, good things to share with us. Now, as we go forward in the Lord, doing his perfect will, doing what he say do, we grow from glory to glory. And then the Lord is able to give us more light, and we're able to divide more darkness from us. Jesus didn't come to just save people and leave them in a fallen condition. We're supposed to work out our own salvation and become the true and living will of God. We're not supposed to let old things hang around. And if we try to do that, it's not going to work right. Because the promises of God are given to those who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. That's why so many people have failure. People are not 100% committed either way. And there are people who hear the word, they have a longing for God, they know it's right, and they respond. But if they love the world somewhere, the world will start undoing what God has done for them. The same grace that God has given them, they won't treasure it if they love the world. People that love the world don't treasure grace. They use it. They try to use it. Now, it's wrong, but they try to get to use the grace to be lasciviousness, an aid to sin. I'll sin over here, and then I ask God to forgive me. I'll sin when I want to, and then I ask God to forgive me because I know He'll forgive me. That's not working for you. I mean, I'm not saying that you're doing it. It doesn't work for anybody. And people that do that, they always have trouble. And they make decisions. See, if you're on whatever influence you're under, you're going to make certain decisions. And when you make those decisions, remember, every decision has its own future attached to it, a price tag. If you follow God, it's going to cost you something. People are not going to like it. You're going to get a pushback. You'll be persecuted by the world system. People that love the world will push back because you love God, and they don't. And in Satan's world, some people they'll take your kindness for weakness. And some people will see you as a threat because God, you'll operate in the wisdom of God, and some people will be jealous, and you'll prosper where they can't. And they'll want to. People don't like for others to be wiser or smarter. Some ministers, they see the anointing as a threat. They're in competition with somebody else's anointing. But they never have the revelation that person has a strong part to play, not only in the kingdom of God, but sometimes the ministry that they're trying to serve. And I've seen too many pastors be in competition with the ministers that God sent to carry the church to the next level. Some are sent to be a blessing, and they're going to be there forever. Some are training so that they can branch out. And if they do that job, everything will work like a well-oiled machine. It's not going to take away. The anointing is not going to subtract anything. It's going to multiply things. The anointing is given to multiply what's not. It's given to multiply things that need to be multiplied. That's why God gave it to us. It's a grace. It's a super grace. But some people look at it as a competition. They'll look better than me. I don't want them around. I don't want them to minister. I once had a dream. A pastor was jealous. I guess he was jealous of my anointing. He wanted me to leave his church. And I'm not making this up. I saw it in the dream. And I talked to him about it. And it was just like God said. And people missed a point. People are not always 100% committed one way or the other. Now, since I said that, I want to say this. You can be. Sometimes you're just going to have to get on board with what God is doing. Satan's going to show you. See, what Satan did, he wanted preeminence. His works because of his wisdom and his beauty, he wanted preeminence. He wanted people to worship him just like they worship God. And that's why he's the father of lies. He's the first sinner. He was the first one to act on sin. Now, when this happened, people that were already fought, see, angels were not always 100% committed one way or the other either. And the Lord saw something falling, and he created Lucifer to bring balance and keep it straight. That's why he made Lucifer. But Lucifer didn't, he didn't do what God gave him to do. He failed, and then others failed with him. Things that was falling fell. That's a story for another day. But anybody, angels, men, we have to cling to the things of God, to learn the things of God. Now, I don't really fault the pastor who did this as much as the people that he came from. And I don't fault them because they came, they were learning. Nobody knew not to be in competition with the anointing of others at that time. They should have. They should have gathered that from God. But that's why if you go in God's presence, you learn things you can't learn any other way. He probably thought he was protecting his ministry. God don't send things to divide. God won't send a holy thing to divide your ministry. That don't make sense. If people really love God, they'll do right. But if you do things, if it's okay with you to do something wrong, you think other people will do wrong. Those that are pure think everybody's pure. And those that are, to the pure, everybody's pure. To the deceitful, everybody's deceitful. It doesn't matter whether they love God or not. If people will trust deceit, to use deceit and lies and logic, they're going to automatically assume that other people are no different. But I follow God. I don't care about competition. That's not important to me. Preeminence is not important to me because it's not important to God. Jesus said, in the world system, kings exercise authority over the people. God hates the deeds of the Nicolaitan. He hates it. And I've seen too many pastors do the same thing. I didn't realize it was so. The Lord just let me run into it. I ran into it wide open, full throttle. I ran right into it too many times. And I said, we're in trouble. And I knew this. I said, church is in bad trouble because of this. Too many anointed, God-fearing, word of faith, preaching pastors. I'm not talking about the ones that say the power of God went out with the apostles. No, I'm talking about people that teach the word. I've seen competition in the ranks too many times. I'm sorry. It's out there. And if you love God and draw near to him, you will run into it because there's so many people doing it. Nobody dealt with it yet. So people are, just like I said before, people are not 100% committed to the full will of God. And they're not 100% against it either. But those that draw near will receive revelation, and then they'll be able to put things in place where it fits. Not only will, I want to say the wisest pastors will do that, but no. It's those who get a revelation of the will of God. Only they will trust God like that and not be in competition with the other people's anointing. And there are many other things we're missing out on because people just don't know. And the only reason we don't know things is because we don't ask. We have not because we ask not. We don't seek the Lord like we supposed to and like we can. And now it's time for the Lord to come back. And people needed to know this a long time ago. But there were not many people that would receive this message. So the Lord found people like you who will. until the rapture happens, we need to occupy. God has people that will not ever be in competition with the anointing. They will do it right. They will love God because they go in His presence and they learn. God has people that do that. I do it. So I know God has other people that will do it. And I don't even like saying things like that. I love God's people. I have no animosity against any pastor. Because when I learned to love people, I knew that people were not going to do me right. They can't. Not until they get a revelation of love from God. People are going to go so far in their love walk with you and me. That I learned. I knew this from the beginning. From 1987, the Lord taught me about people, and He told me things about people and how to help them and be patient. Just because people rub you the wrong way don't mean that they hate you. People do what's in their heart. Now, what is in their heart? However they receive logic, that's what's in their heart. Whatever they receive, the amount of word, the amount of the world, until they drive out the world, there'll be fragments that you'll bump into from time to time. Such it is with everybody that have gotten saved. They're not 100% like Jesus. Now, if everybody was just like Jesus, fully dedicated to the perfect will of God, I wouldn't need to be saying this message. But that's not the way it is. People are still growing from glory to glory. They still have partial sight. It's like we're looking through a glass darkly. They know fragments about God. And the Lord used what they have. And the point that they grew to, the amount of growth that they've grown to, where they're stable, that's where His anointing will come upon. And the anointing of God will multiply according to their maturity and their dedication. See, maturity and dedication, those are the two things that God will allow them, He will bless the anointing to multiply when there's maturity and dedication. Maturity, love, and dedication. If you won't love His people, He's not going to give you more anointing. But if you've gotten to a point where you love people and you're stable there, you're dedicated, and you're mature, and you're not double-minded. Wherever you're not double-minded, that's where He'll increase your anointing. He can look through time and see whether when you're ready. Once you're at a point where you can do more, He'll release more anointing in your life. There's no need to be in competition with any man's anointing or woman's anointing. But some people don't see it that way. They look at it as a threat. How do you see what you're looking at? This was a message I got several months ago. Maybe a year and a half ago. How do you see what you're looking at? Do you see it through the lens of the Word of God? Or do you see it through the lens of the world? Or a mixture of both? How will a man interpret what they see? The more dedicated you are to God, the more fully persuaded you are towards Him and His will, the more accurate you'll be in your logic, your advice, and your actions. But until people gain the revelation from the Holy Spirit, they think just like they do now. And most of the time, it's just not enough to do for God to do what He wants. He has to let them do minimal works and not maximum works. Remember, it's not those that are smart It's not the smartest. That has nothing to do with it. That has very little to do with how smart you are. Even though being smart and understanding things the right way, that's a great advantage. I'm not underestimating. But those who will do what's necessary, they'll win the race. Now, what if those who are smart would just love God and do it God's way? That's what I want to see. I want to see people that are much smarter than me, and many people are. I want to see them follow God. See, some people are they do things better. Some people are just wiser than I am, and I know it. A lot of people. But I want to see people just be devoted to God so God can bring out what's in them. There are treasures, untapped treasures in everybody. People are made in God's perfect image. And God put a part of himself in everybody. And I don't want to work against anyone. I rejoice to see people do a better job. That means the kingdom of God is stronger, not weaker. I don't want to be God's best. I want to do the best I can do for him. And I wish everybody else would do much better. I want to do all this in God's heart, and I want to reach my full potential, but some people can go even further. Now, why let them be dormant when we need their help? Now, those that are in competition working against other anointed people, even lying on them. Yeah, lying on them. Trying to hide them. Don't want them to minister because they're in competition. That's wrong. We need every soul. Sometimes the people that pastors have tried to downplay and hide are the ones that could have made the difference and kept somebody from getting a divorce because they would have known to say the right thing at the right time to the right people. Why they had a mind to go to church in the first place. Sometimes the anointing that's there is just not enough. God knows he need other elements. For some people lack knowledge of this. I knew this all along because I go in God's presence and learn, and every now and then the right thing will happen and somebody will say something and people do better than they would have. But because people don't follow God, we miss out on too much. Because men do it that way. The Lord has so much to say. So many wonderful things to share with his people. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.